Talk Live. It is your show. We are launching into hour number two of the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you're just tuning in, last hour we had a discussion about the Hurricane Katrina gun confiscations that went on. And actually, we were informed by one of our callers, Lou in Kansas, that apparently there was gun confiscation that similarly occurred after a tornado ravaged a certain area of Kansas sometime last year. So you are apparently correct, Mark, when you say that this is the new policy. If there's an emergency.
Of course it is. You know, once they intrude upon your freedoms, unless they are beaten back in some way, I would hope that the courts could beat this back, but it does. I don't see it happening. Unless they are beaten back in some way, then that's the policy.
So that appears to be how it is. Now, they were beaten back in at least one instance in the Louisiana situation. Remember, this was part of the video we watched back when this was all occurring. It showed the cops and the National Guard going around house to house confiscating people's weapons. But there was one guy, happened to be a lawyer, one of the good ones, I guess, who was telling these guys, who's standing out in front of his house saying, "You're not coming in and you're not taking my guns over my dead body." I mean, he was being, you know, puffing himself up pretty big, but they didn't. They didn't push it with that guy. I'm not sure why they didn't, but maybe it's because he didn't let them into his home and he didn't let them kind of get that foot in the door, so to speak. So he was able to repel their invasion to his privacy, into his freedom, but 99% of everybody else let the cops in and gave him their guns.
Well, I think that in hindsight, probably the best answer to the question is, you know, do you have any guns, citizen? Is no.
I suppose. I mean, what do you got to lose?
Right. You know, are they going to tackle you like they tackled this woman? Are they going to confiscate the gun like they confiscated all of them?
It's a good point.
I suppose they could drag you off to jail, but if it's truly an emergency, they just don't have the time to do that.
Yeah. A, don't let them in. Don't answer the door in the first place if you're at home. B, if you're in a car or on a boat, tell them you don't have guns. Then again, I don't know, maybe they'll charge you with something else, lying to the police. That's a federal crime.
As far as I'm concerned at that point, you know, a charge is something we can deal with. Just the confiscation of weapons from Americans without any kind of recourse, you can't really deal with that.
And that was, of course, my question last hour, and I'll still throw it out there again. The question is, if they're coming around confiscating weapons, and everybody knows they're confiscating weapons, what do you do? What is the appropriate thing to do in those circumstances? Because on this show, we talk about all kinds of different nonviolent solutions to this government problem that we have involving, you know, of course, there's the political system, but specifically a market-based activism, civil disobedience, people doing things that they're not used to doing, but don't involve violence, that don't involve, you know, striking out or lashing out at politicians or these their followers in the police department. And I totally endorse nonviolent solutions, and I want to reattain liberty using nonviolent solutions. I would like to have people evolve to the point where they understand that governments are coercive agencies of force, and we don't need them around to interact with one another on a voluntary basis. We need to shift from a coercive order to a voluntary order. But in the meantime, while we're trying to help people shift that paradigm in their mind, because that's what it's going to take, is a fairly massive paradigm shift. In the meantime, if they start confiscating people's weapons from them again, on whatever the excuse is, I don't care what their excuse is. Oh, terrorist threat! Oh, it's a tornado!
There is no excuse for violating the rights of Americans, especially a one so explicitly laid out as the Second Amendment.
That's correct. There is no excuse. So
no excuse.
So, again, what do you do? Because if they're coming to take guns and they get them, like they did after Katrina, like they did in Kansas, if they get the guns, then what? Then what happens? What are they going to do next? I'll tell you what happened in Nazi Germany wasn't very good for the Jews. So, what do we do? What would you do? 1-800-259-9231. I don't think there's a nonviolent solution in that case that would really work. I wonder about that.
I don't know.
It's hard to even envision. I mean, because we've been programmed to believe this couldn't happen here, but it has. It has already happened in America. What if they come around to take your guns?
It's going
to
happen again, too.
And what if this time, no, sorry, citizen, the Supreme Court has ruled that you don't have an individual right to gun ownership. 9/11 changed everything. Now
Which
there's terrorists
They could very
out
well
there.
Do in this D.C. gun ban.
They
case.
Could. Now there's terrorists out there, so we are going to have to confiscate and keep your firearms. Then what?
I suppose you could say something to the effect that I don't answer those questions, officer. You're like, do you have any weapons? I don't answer those questions, officer. However, what that says to the officer is, yes, I have guns. Please search me now.
And at that point, if they're going around confiscating firearms, you can't expect they're going to respect your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. It's all out the window. I mean, you understand, it's already out the window. This whole Constitution and Bill of Rights thing, they're dead letters. They're dead documents. They're only respecting some of it because they can't go all at once. They can't jump straight to tyranny. It has to be incremental. You have to lead the sheep down this path towards absolute hell one step at a time. So if they take the step of confiscating people's weapons from them, what is the appropriate response? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I mean, my immediate thought is, time to start killing. Not that I want to do that. Not that I think that that's the right thing to do, but what's going to come next? Then they start rounding up people that look suspicious. They start rounding up brown folk.
You know, the whole purpose
dissidents?
Of the Second Amendment is to, is so that the citizens have a final check on the government. That's it. You know,
right.
When they finally get out of control, that's when you can use the guns. And we've gotten so far from the time that we wrote the Constitution and the feelings that the Founding Fathers had about overbearing government and the fear that people that the Founding Fathers had of government in general. Now the government is the savior. It is dad. It is mom. And to raise your hand at dad or mom, mm-hmm. it's unconscionable.
The citizens would, most of them probably would go along with it. They'd probably reluctantly hand over their firearms, but they'd say, well, they must have a good reason for this. Or, I'm having guns pointed at me, so I have to give them up. That's what that one guy said. He had automatic rifles being pointed at him. He couldn't possibly have fought back in that instance.
That's how they'll do it.
He would have been killed. So that's why I say it would have to be after the fact. It would have to be those people that had guns stored somewhere or stashed somewhere. That would have to do something. What if they started taking, nobody has guns anymore, or at least the law-abiding citizens don't anymore. Criminals, of course, would be running wild at that point. So then criminals start doing more crime because, no one can defend themselves.
Because that's what happened in England.
And the government could use that to crack down even further. Well, now there's all this crime. We've got to really crack down. What if dissenters start getting rounded up? What if they shut down Free Talk Live and shut down Lou Rockwell's blog and shut down, various different dissenting
right.
organizations?
If they compromise the Second Amendment, do away with it, just completely obliterate the Second Amendment, because
there's nothing standing in their way then.
What's to stop them from going after the first, third, fourth, all of them?
Nothing.
As far as I can tell, they've pretty much compromised all of them anyway.
To some extent, yes.
What about destroying them? What about saying, people like Free Talk Live simply cannot speak. If you're speaking out on the internet, we will find you, we will hunt you down, and we will throw you in jail.
When you get word of that actually happening, if that starts to happen,
what do we
do
to stop that?
What
do we do?
You're going to have to start killing people. Either that or leave. You either fight or run. Fight or flight. Right?
I guess. I mean, I sincerely hope our government does not, violate the Second Amendment. But it seems clear to me that that is going to happen again. It's going to happen again. It's happened twice now that we've just talked about,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's standard operating procedure.
So, is there something I'm overlooking? Another strategy that would be effective? Because the dissenters in that case would be a small minority, right? They always are. Most people would be, they just want, you can have my guns, just don't take my TV, okay? Don't take my beer. Most people are going to just get by to get by.
Mm.
And so, whether it's the dissenters or the people fighting back, you will be in the minority, and it may actually be public opinion. They're going to make you look like the crazies. They're going to make you look like the terrorists and the dangerous people. I mean, then everything crumbles. It all goes to hell in a handbasket, to pot, if you will. It's going to be... It's so frightening to even think about this, and I want to know, what are we missing? What would you do? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download. In fact, you can get up to an entire year totally free via our torrents that we release on a monthly basis. After a month is complete, our IT guy Rob chunks them all together into one torrent and uploads it to the server, and then anybody can download the entire month all in one fell swoop. So the month of March is now available at freetalklive.com. And, of course, again, it goes back for an entire year. So enjoy all that for free at freetalklive.com.
LibertyAndSociety.com. Attention, libertarians. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or a recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Participation is free. Apply by April 6th. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. We go to your phone calls and talk to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Dave. Last year I was sitting at home. I had just got back from a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opened, and it shut. And I hear a knock, knock, knock. And I was talking on the phone, and I said, "Who is it?" And no one answered. And I was on the phone, and I said, "I'm on the phone." And I hung up, opened the door. Two police officers at the door. And I thought, oh, geez, I wonder what could be up. They were searching for something supposedly stolen that was at my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they find it?
No.
What was it they were alleging you had stolen?
A guitar.
So someone thought you had stolen their guitar?
Yes.
So you let the cops in to search for it?
Yes, and they had no search warrant.
So you let them in even though they didn't have a search warrant?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Well, they're scary. They're certainly intimidating, and I can understand why someone could be bullied into allowing the cops to do what they want to do. So many people around this country are bullied by the cops on a daily basis into doing similar things as you did. It's a hell of a lot easier for a cop to just come up and knock and ask if they can search your house as opposed to going and jumping through the legal hoops that have been set up for them, which aren't really that difficult.
Two nights before that, there had been an anarchy thing uptown that they took over the street. I thought that's what they were thinking I was involved in.
Well, now you know better, right, Dave?
Yeah.
You don't let the cops in. You don't even answer the door, right?
I know. Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Because if you start talking to them, then they'll lie to you. Okay? That's what they are trained to do, is tell you lies. So they can get you to admit to something, for instance, or they can get you to somehow just allow them in so they can bully you around. They tell lies is what they do. They're trained for this. So don't even give them the opportunity to lie to you in the first place, because if they're lying to you, and they're very good at it, many of them, you might just believe what they're saying. They might tell you something, well, if you don't do this, if you don't let us do this, then we're just going to go and get the dog. Or if you don't let us do this, then we're just going to go have to get a warrant. Well, fine, go get your warrant. Don't believe a word they say. Well, if you don't do this, well, then we're going to do this. They're liars. But don't even put them in the position where they can lie to you in the first place. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, I got a plan tonight.
Okay.
Hey, y'all was talking about, perverts in the, in our government office. All you have to do is log on to LarryFlintsHustler.com and go to the March edition, I believe it is,
uh-huh.
And it gives you a list of them.
A list of government perverts?
Yeah, just a government pervert.
That's good stuff. I know Larry Flint has been breaking a lot of that news, or has been, I guess, kind
he's
of behind.
Quite a patriot.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He really,
seven.
You know, whatever you. It doesn't really matter to me what you think about his business. He has stood up.
Hustlers can be a pretty gross magazine.
And he has stood strong for freedom of speech. So it's a good suggestion. And thanks for the call tonight, Jeremy. 800-259-9231. Let's talk. Continuing with Montana KGEZ land. It's Dave. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, when are you people going to know you're captured already, man? Your little pea shooters ain't going to do nothing. You need some armor piercer, shoulder fired heat seekers, some javelins. You got to be able to stop, you know, armor, M1s and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
we need a squadron of 810 warthogs.
I don't think that's necessary. They weren't sending M1s to take people's guns. They were just sending troops, without, I don't even know if they had body armor on. They just had troops.
Well, they know we only got pea shooters, man. So we got to get the rich guys. What happened in the revolution was the rich guys finally got pissed off.
Uh-huh.
and they started giving weapons to the common man. And we got to get the rich guys are on the other side because they're being protected by this monopoly that the government got set up for the money mongers, man. And the weapons that you need to go up against them cost $100,000 a shot. So, you know, until we get some cash, we all should chip in and buy an atom bomb is what we need, because that's the only time when they listen to you, and then they get mad if anybody wants to join their little atom bomb club like Iran and
They really don't like that. If you want to join the nuclear club, you're right.
Well, that's the ultimate Second Amendment, ain't it? And then what? Then we have a big arms race again. Today, Martin Luther King was shot in the head, man. Every time somebody talks about peace and love, everybody gets all upset. I think everybody should start talking about peace and love and upset everybody, because we got to upset this world with some peace and love, or we're going to blow up each other, you know?
I'm with you there, and that's why I continue to advocate nonviolent solutions.
What you do is you stand in front of the tank like in Tiananmen Square. We do it by the millions of us. They can't kill us by the millions. And if they do, then let them live in hell, and they send us to heaven.
Right. You know, I was going to suggest that this time, because I was thinking about that scene in Gandhi. Dave, have you ever seen the movie Gandhi?
Yeah, well, not the whole thing,
this
but
long.
Yeah, I know the story. You know?
In one of the final scenes, they're driving before they drive the British out. They are just marching Indians one after another into a line of police guarding this salt pit, salt mine or something like that. For whatever reason, Gandhi wanted the salt mine. You know, he's like, salt belongs to the people of India. And they would just march them in one at a time, and the guys with the batons would just hit them in the head and knock them to the side, and the women would, you know, take those guys, and they'd just put person after person after person up in front of them, getting knocked in the head.
That's right, man.
I don't think Americans are going to be very good at that.
We're all paid off, man. They're going to send everybody little $600 hush money so they could do more to evil. And everybody says, well, if they're going to send me money, I don't want to cause no waves.
Right.
And how come you wave makers got to keep making waves?
Yeah,
we
get
our, we get our food stamps, we get our welfare, we get all this, you know. Everybody's on the take these days, man. The whole damn country's on the take. And then they're upset because we're the greatest debtor nation in the world. They don't never talk about that, you know.
David, thank you for the call as always. 800-259-9231. What would the purpose of, I love the idea of mass civil disobedience, Mark, but what would be the goal there? After mass gun confiscation?
To show just how awful they are.
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. I think it'd be pretty well known then.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else, and for a limited time. So call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526 Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it within a very short time. I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most. It was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help you protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing to discuss the issue, and it's a pretty serious one, of what to do in the event of continued gun confiscation in America. They've done it before. They're going to do it again. They've done it more than once now. So it's almost a shoo-in that they're going to do it again. And the question becomes, well, what is the appropriate response for people that love liberty, people that love freedom, and don't want to allow, want to put their foot down, and don't want to allow any more of their liberty to be trampled upon by these government people? What is the appropriate response? And I have seen Gandhi recently, Mark, so I am familiar with the scene that you mentioned before, where they had a large amount of protesters, civil disobedience activists, if you will, who were willing to literally be beaten for the cause that they were behind. In this case, it was the salt mines, I believe. And so one after another, they were struck down by the authorities in that particular case. And it certainly was a spectacle, and it certainly did make a point. But in the event of gun confiscation, they've already got your guns. So what are you going to go and stand up against exactly? You're going to go down to City Hall and just fill the City Hall and sit around in there? I guess maybe it's just a lack of vision on my part. And I'd love to be corrected on this at 800-259-9231 or give me your suggestions. How would nonviolent action be effective in that particular scenario?
I don't know. I don't know, Ian. I'm trying to...
And add the dissident roundup factor to it, too. Because they're not going to like people talking out against their gun confiscation.
Well, you know, you're right. There's this video of this old woman who had her gun taken from her. And where's the outrage?
Well, we're outraged.
You and I are, but...
And who knows how many people saw the video? Probably not very many.
It was television. It wasn't even YouTube. And I'm sure it's out there on YouTube. People can see it. Somehow or another, it hasn't gotten viral on the internet because we've been told all of our lives guns are bad. Guns are bad.
All right, so people
They're bad.
I mean, if they start mass gun confiscations in every city in America, then people will start to see these things happening.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do anything.
So you don't think they'll do anything, which means it'll be hard to get the amount of civil disobedience activists you need together in the first place to really stand up against the state in order to be beaten down by them. So that on its own would be a difficult thing to do. I want to be creative here, but I keep jumping back to violence. And I don't want to. It's not what I'm looking for.
No, I know it's not what you're about, but I don't know. I don't have a solution.
Okay, that's a fair answer. And no one else apparently has had a solution yet. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. It's Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't mind changing the subject, but since you guys allow people to do that, I was listening to your show. I think it was the first, and I was on the ground laughing when this guy caught up on his, you know, conspiracy theory and everything, trying to defend the whole cause. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people get, you know, I don't know if they get bored, they just have a crazy imagination, but it's important in so many ways to answer things or to solve problems through reason and logic, you know?
Sure.
And, like, when you guys read an article on here, you guys cite your source. These people, as much as you question them, they just try to circumvent the answer from, you know, the fundamental basic truth, the proof, existence, and facts, and they don't have it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they do have some interesting things to say, and many of their sources are documented.
But the documentation is a bunch of questions. It's not facts. You know, how are you going to get facts about many of the things that they allege? If the government's hiding alien bodies at Area 51, how do I disprove that? Where do I get a fact for that? I mean,
that's what I'm saying about logic. I mean, they'll create something, but you can't debunk it because, you know, there's nothing there, too. So you got to go off of, well, you know, yeah, that might be one of those things, but this is their whole agenda, and it's they've got leaders in the movement, of course, and they're steering them in whatever direction they want. And Ian, you brought up a, you know, interesting point. How much these, you know, Alex Jones is a businessman after all, right?
Sure.
He's just there to make money, and I mean, who knows how much he believes? Because he's still good in some other regards. He's not. He contradicts himself, like in the police state and the borders and all that. But he's certainly not a principal. As long as there's people there to believe it, then they can make money off it.
Yeah, I think that Alex Jones absolutely believes the things that he talks about on the air. I would hope so. I couldn't do this job and not believe the things that I say. I get the impression that he's a pretty firm believer. That's what I've, you know, everything I've heard, that's true. Now, I haven't heard a lot of Alex Jones and a lot of the things he says. I don't listen to the show, and I've got other things to do. But, you know, I don't think he's in it for the money, as it were. However, he is making good money doing what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think Alex Jones is a sham. I think that he does some very good work when it comes to the police state. In fact, I was thinking about this today, to where I think that his police state work is far more valuable and far more persuasive than, at least to me and to people like me, than the conspiracy stuff is. And the police state stuff he covers is, you know, it's accurate. That's the stuff
that's coming
from legitimate news sources, and he does a great job of really following that. So, you know, there's no way to really scam that. That seems to be from the heart for sure, in that he's concerned about the rise of the police state, so he brings that news out.
I'm sure he's pretty convinced as to what his reasons for the why is. And the why is where, you know, the world is controlled by a bunch of Jewish bankers called the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and, you know, whomever. And, you know, they want to pare down the human population to 500,000 or 500 million or something like that and keep us all in camps. I don't know how they propose to keep people in camps. I would assume that half the population would be guards, considering you need shifts and all that other stuff.
Yeah, good luck keeping the economy running at that point, too. So, Mark, I wouldn't be too concerned with the conspiracy theorists. I mean, I understand your frustration in that there is no way to really do intellectual battle with these people, nor should you bother. That's what my point is. You shouldn't even waste your time with it. If they want to go and believe their conspiracies, then that's great. you know, you might want to try to make a point or two as to why you think it's a waste of their time. But once you're done doing that, move on and find someone else to talk to.
Yeah, I had another point to bring up, too, kind of a question. Have you guys heard of this new HBO documentary on John Adams?
I've not, no.
No, okay. I know it's
something
coming out
in the
media, and it's, I've seen clips of it here and there, but I haven't seen it. I didn't know how accurate it was, how, you know, it's Hollywood, so I don't know if there's like a left-wing spin or anything to it, or...
Well, I sincerely hope that they don't glorify the Alien Sedition Act.
Yeah.
There you go. No, we've not heard much about it. And, Mark, thank you for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. It's just not worth getting into the arguments with the conspiracy folks. I mean, it is kind of like what you've been saying recently, Mark. If they're on your side when it comes to liberty, great. Then, you know, team up with them on those issues when the time is appropriate, if you need the assistance. But there's no point in getting in a debate and trying to, for instance, if the person believes, and you know how these people are, they're true believers, that 9/11 was an inside job and blah, 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 as apparently, by the way, Jesse Ventura does. He's one of the new ones coming out of the closet, the 9/11 truth thing. So if someone believes the 9/11 truth thing, why bother trying to convince them otherwise? That's just going to waste your time and theirs. I mean, you could be as persuasive as you want to be on that issue, but, okay, let's say you somehow managed to convince them that it's not true. What have you done, really? I mean, what have you done? You brought them back from the precipice of falling off the edge into the rabbit hole? I suppose that's an accomplishment, but is it worth the time and effort that you put into it? Because it's going to take a lot of time and effort to convince someone like a conspiracy theorist that they are in the wrong. Why bother? Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right and you're wrong. It seems like a non-issue to me. Don't waste your time with it. Focus on what's important to you. I know what's important to me is advancing liberty in my lifetime, and debating with conspiracy theorists doesn't do that one iota. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you The Quickening on the one and only GCN Network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Single CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. And if you want to support the show, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for all of $3 a month. Now, the money comes in and it gets reinvested in the show. It doesn't go to paychecks. It goes back out into the form of, for instance, advertising and outreaching and to radio stations, marketing the show, getting us on more stations across the country. And it is very effective at doing so, all things considered. I mean, I'd like it to be twice as effective, but all that will come with time. As we're here longer doing the show, become more and more established. We've been doing a syndicated program for, we're in our fourth year now of syndication. And the longer we're out there, the more established we'll become, the more stations will come on faster. But the AMP program helps us establish ourselves quicker than we might otherwise be able to. So if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP link, call-in line, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. So get on board, and we appreciate your assistance. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the AMP line, let's go to Ziggy in the UK on the AMP line. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Crisis of conscience this week.
Okay.
Zimbabwe, where elections were meant to be held last weekend. And believe me, Zimbabwe, since it was given independence in 1980, has been ruled by a guy called Robert Mugabe, who has run the country into the ground. And Zimbabwe was one of the more prosperous countries in Africa. He's trying to create a Marxist utopia and failing dismally, and people are starving. They're burning plastic because plastic is cheaper than wood.
Wow.
Now, basically, it looks as if the genuine figures for the elections, it looks as if he lost. But he's managed to massage the figures, and it looks like there's going to be a presidential runoff, which he'll rig, more time to rig more elections.
Right.
Now, I don't like violence. I don't like militarism at all. But sometimes I think that it is just to use violence when you're being oppressed.
People are starving. I mean, what else? What other options do you have?
Exactly. And basically, although I don't support state militarism, I do believe, and I wanted to run this by you, basically, you know, people get, you know, raising funds to basically get arms to those who are being oppressed.
I'm sorry, could you run that by me one more time?
Basically, raising funds to supply arms to those who are oppressed.
You're suggesting that's what we should do?
Well, I'm not suggesting everyone should do it. I think it should be a free choice. But I believe that this guy, he's just going to cling on to power, and if he goes, someone else from his ruling party will just, you know, take charge.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the only way to overthrow this regime is by violence, unfortunately.
You might be right about that. I don't know how easy it would be to get guns into the country. I don't know what that entails. Certainly would be something for a very specific organization with very specific goals and people that know what they're doing.
Yeah, I guess that I have to leave the discussion there, you know, in that arena for the Zimbabweans. I just don't know enough about it.
Well, I'd also say that, strangely enough, Zimbabwe, before it was called Zimbabwe, it was called Rhodesia. And it's named after a man called Cecil Rhodes.
It wasn't the dog?
No.
Okay.
But Cecil Rhodes, also the Rhodes Scholarship at Oxford University, which Bill Clinton did, was also named after Cecil Rhodes.
Hmm.
And Cecil Rhodes used a private army in the 19th century to throw tribes off their own land. Now, I totally think that's an awful thing to do.
Sure.
But he used a private army, and the reason he used a private army was not to embroil the British Empire in any bush wars.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And I think that's kind of ironic.
Why is that?
Well, basically, you know, I gained inspiration from, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't approve of why he used the private army, but I do approve of people using private initiative in a just cause, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I think it's the only way to get something done. Ziggy, thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. As an aside on the Zimbabwe thing, just as an example, this is fresh news from AP. How much does it cost for a loaf of bread in Zimbabwe? Go ahead. How many million Zimbabwe dollars?
I actually just saw the news before I came in. And it's lots and lots of zeros behind a five, I think.
16 million, actually, Zimbabwe dollars. Inflation raging now at more than 100,000%.
Tomorrow it'll be 50 million.
What now?
Tomorrow it'll be 50 million.
100,000% inflation is what they've got right now there. Now, Zimbabweans can buy three loaves with only one banknote. Authorities on Friday introduced a new $50 million banknote.
And it's essentially worth what a $5 bill is. I mean, you might be able to get three loaves of bread for $5. You know, that's kind of pushing it here in America. But
yeah, you can get $1.39 sometimes. So yeah, you can do that.
Okay, so I'm just saying, you know, here it is for you folks. Their $50 million note is worth about $5.
The new Zimbabwe
and the $5 bill stinks too compared to the Canadian dollar and the euro right about now.
The new Zimbabwe dollar note is worth $1 at the widely used black market trading and can buy just three loaves of bread. It was the third time in 3 months that the nation's central bank issued a higher denomination note in response to record inflation. This is not going to end well.
No. Hyperinflation never does. And this is what happens when governments, and it's going to, you know, it's happened many, many times, as a matter of fact. If you go to Wikipedia and look up hyperinflation, you will see the litany of times that it has occurred.
Lots of countries.
I've been corrected on this in the past, and I've learned my lesson. Hyperinflation is very, very real. I'm not saying it's going to happen in this country with the dollar. However, there's some dangerous things going on with our dollar right now, and I wouldn't rule out the possibility of hyperinflation.
Do you think that in the event that there's no actual hyperinflation, but that the pace of inflation kicks up, right? Right now, I think it's probably at 8 to 10% or something like that. Remember, you can't use the government's numbers to calculate inflation. So let's say the rate picks up. Do you think that's when they're going to bring in the Amero? When they're going to come in and they're going to, because like you say, this Zimbabwe $50 million banknote is essentially a $5 bill here in America. So as the inflation continues to go up and people start to notice it, they'll bring this other currency in and they'll say, hey, Americans, here's the new Amero. Look, it's got pretty colors on it.
Yep, well, that's what they're doing now with our dollars.
And
they've added red, white, and blue and that
and
sort of thing.
They can tell them this. It's more valuable.
Yep.
One Amero is equal to $10. And then they'll say, well, you're going to have to swap out all your dollars. So every time you go to the bank, they're going to give you Ameros instead of dollars. And then it'll be the transition will be transparent. I don't know if that'll stop the inflation. I doubt that it will, but it'll
stop inflation. But perhaps
it'll distract people.
It'll stop the hyperinflation that's going on. I think that I do absolutely believe that could very well be that is a significant possibility.
Yeah.
And people will love it. Look, we got. How about the toonie? Have you seen the Canadian coin that's $2?
I have not.
It's two colors.
Woo!
It's silver. It's a silver coin
on
encircled by a gold coin.
I see.
Goldish. Right. Silverish. Mm-hmm. Goldish. Because it's made out of pot metal, like the rest of all of our coins are. Because they wouldn't dare use real metal as currency.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. So on that particular issue, the government people are so easily duped. Pretty colors, new designs. That's all they really pay attention to. Most Americans don't even know what inflation is.
No,
they think it's a rise in prices when in fact that's a symptom of inflation. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, and now you've got them talking about it in public, nationalizing banks.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are.
So that would kind of be the first step, right? Start nationalizing some banks, then come out with the Amero.
How far are we from nationalizing banks when we're giving brokerages like Bear Stearns
a bailout?
A bailout, and I believe there was another one very recently, too.
Not far.
I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but
yeah.
God,
it's not far. And ATA Airlines just shut down this week, too,
mm-hmm.
and they were bailed out a few years back. A lot of good that did.
All our tax dollars.
1-800-259-9231. We'll continue here with your phone calls. Mark is on the line in San Fran. Actually, no, he's not. Jeff is there. The amp line's ringing in. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up in hour number 3, plenty of time for you to bring up what you want. Plus, we'll talk, if we get a chance, about another drug raid nightmare. The madness never ends. Yet another person is now in a position of being charged with first-degree murder for fighting back against armed invaders raiding his home. He had no idea who they were. They were the cops. We'll give you the story here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.